AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and his administration condemn yesterday's attack by his supporters on the Capitol.
What we saw yesterday was a group of violent rioters undermining the legitimate First Amendment rights of the many thousands who came to peacefully have their voices heard in our nation's capital.
Calls increase for the cabinet to oust the president.
Even senior administration officials have raised the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment, the cabinet forcefully removing the president from power. No cabinet members have publicly supported that, though several are believed to be sympathetic amid worries about what the president might do in his waning days. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao resigned today in protest of the Capitol attack. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say the president must be removed.
A very dangerous person who should not continue in office.
With Pelosi saying if the cabinet does not act, the House may move to impeach the president again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The riot and the breach of the Capitol lead to questions about how police failed to keep the mob out of the building. Ken Rapaano, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Security, Defense, and Global Security, says Capitol Police never asked his office for help.
We engaged with the Capitol Police last week and into the weekend. They confirmed to us after our request if they were going to come to us with any request for assistance on Sunday, 3 January, that they were not going to have any request for assistance for DOD.
The head of the Capitol Police Union is the latest to demand the resignation of the police chief, saying the riot showed failure of leadership at the very top. One woman was shot to death by a Capitol Police officer inside the building. Three other people died of medical conditions during the melee. This is AP News. Nearly 3,900 people died in the coronavirus pandemic yesterday, the highest single-day death toll in the country. Overall, the pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins, has killed nearly 363,000 people in the U.S. It also continues to take its toll on the economy as businesses are faced with layoffs or shutdowns. AP's Ben Thomas has the latest on the weekly unemployment filings.
The Labor Department reports 787,000 Americans filed claims for unemployment benefits last week. While that's a slight decline from the previous week, it's an indication many employers are still cutting jobs as the surge in coronavirus cases prompts tighter business restrictions and anxious consumers decide to stay home. The report comes a day before the government releases its December jobs report. Yesterday, payroll processor ADP reported private employers eliminated 123,000 jobs last month. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.